This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Johnson, you wanted to share a story with us about managers.
Yes.
And how it is, according to, what's the source?
This was, I believe, Cyblog again.
Cyblog.
My favorite source.
As in psychology.
Yes.
The managers, how they ruin the best part about working at a job.
That's right.
All right, tell me about it.
Well, the first question is, of course, what is the most important aspect of your job? Well,
fun.
Meaningfulness.
Oh, okay. If you could have a job that was fun, I think that would be the most important aspect.
Maybe, but actually I think a lot of people's fun wears off pretty quickly, and they want something that's meaningful on top of being fun.
You know? That makes sense. You're making a difference in the world.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, there's lots of studies that have shown that meaningfulness is the most important aspect of work, even more important than pay, rewards, promotion, or working conditions. Psychologists have found, though, that workers make no mention of their bosses when talking about what makes their work meaningful to them. The only way management influenced meaningfulness at work was by destroying it. The authors wrote, "Our research showed that the quality of leadership received virtually no mention when people described meaningful moments at work. But poor management was the top destroyer of meaningfulness."
Okay.
For the research, 135 people in 10 very different occupations were interviewed. They were asked, "What's the point of doing this job?" Meaningful work has five qualities, the authors found. One, self-transcendent. Individuals tend to experience their work as meaningful when it matters to others more than just to themselves. In this way, meaningful work is self-transcendent.
So if your customers are happy, you're transcending yourself, making a difference in someone else's life, and any kind of work can have that factor, I think. It just depends on, I think it really more depends on the view of the worker, the individual, because a lot of people have jobs they hate, and there are yet still people that they can affect in those jobs. So like a routine job like bagger at a grocery store, you are having an effect on the people that are coming through that line, the way you treat them, the smile.
How
on
you
your
bag
face.
Their groceries, if you throw a can of tomato sauce on top of their bread, they're not going to be too thrilled, you know?
Exactly. Bad bagging technique could affect somebody, how they feel when they get home. Your eye contact, the smile on your face can have an effect on the customer right there and how they feel for their day. But a lot of people would hate a job that was repetitive and routine like that, even though they still have that opportunity to transcend themselves if that's what they feel that they can do, if they don't feel restricted or hateful or angry. A great example of this was somebody who, I don't know what his issue was, but you know, he looked a little slow, let's say that, working at one of the local grocery stores. But man, he loved being a bagger. Boy, he made some comment to me about, you know, I said something nice to him about how your day was going or whatever, and he made some comment to me about how much he loves his job, bagging groceries. And that's great for him. He's experiencing that. He's experiencing making people happy, whereas somebody else might just be down in the dumps all day.
Well, that dovetails right into the next one.
I haven't read this list, by the way. Yeah. I don't know what
number two is. Poignant. People often find their work to be full of meaning at moments associated with mixed, uncomfortable, or even painful thoughts and feelings, not just the sense of unalloyed joy and happiness. So if work is poignant, that helps make it meaningful.
All right.
Three, episodic. A sense of meaningfulness arises in an episodic rather than a sustained way. It seems that no one can find their work consistently meaningful, but rather that an awareness of that work is meaningful arises at peak times that are more generative of strong experiences.
So happening often enough to be noticeable?
Right.
The idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
but also, you know, not necessarily completely routine. You know,
you can't make a life-shattering difference in people's lives every day at work.
Right, yeah, exactly. Reflective. Meaningfulness is rarely experienced in the moment, but rather in retrospect and on reflection when people are able to see their completed work and make connections between their achievements and a wider sense of life meaning.
Yeah, I think that's just true of life in general. I mean, yeah. It's hard to sometimes see in the moment exactly what it means for what you're doing, whereas later on, you know, hindsight being 20/20, you can realize, oh, I'm glad I did that
right. Because
of something or other. You know, it could have been seemed like something very routine, but then later on, let's say you help someone with something. Like when I was working at Kmart in the electronics department, every now and then there would be like an elderly lady who would come in, and it happened to a couple different with a couple different ladies, and she would say like, oh, can you come install this VCR for me? And, of course, they would offer to pay to do that. So on my own time after work, I'd go over to some old lady's house and install her VCR for her.
So there was no company policy against that. That's lucky.
Not that I'd known. No one told me anything about that. Right. So, no, I don't think that there was.
Okay.
And, you know, it could have been one of those times where she recommended me to someone who became a great client later on or whatever, where you didn't know in the moment that helping the old lady with the VCR was going to be a big deal, but not only did you make this lady happy, you made her so happy she recommended you to somebody else who became a huge client of yours, right? So you don't see those things happening as they're happening.
Then the last one here is personal. Work that is meaningful is often understood by people not just in the context of their work, but also in the wider context of their personal life experiences. Professor Katie Bailey, the study's first author, said, in experiencing work as meaningful, we cease to be workers or employees and relate as human beings, reaching out in a bond of common humanity to others. For organizations seeking to manage meaningfulness, the ethical and moral responsibility is great, since they are bridging the gap between work and personal life. And this was first published in the MIT Sloan Management Review Journal.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it.
They were saying, though, is that managers make work less meaningful.
Right.
Or they have no effect.
These things. They can, like, basically, you know, get in and make managerial decisions that take these things away.
Right.
By making rules and making strange things that can, you know, affect. It's almost like, you know, when regulations divert the market, you know, it's the same thing when basically some of the rules and decisions managers can make, if they're very poor, can take away these meaningful experiences.
What was interesting was what you said at the beginning was that the managers aren't even getting credit when they're doing the right thing.
Right.
So either the manager is hurting the experience or having no effect on the experience.
Right, exactly.
Because no one is saying, when asked about what makes your job meaningful, no one's saying, you know, Jim, my manager.
Right.
He just makes it worth coming to work every single day. No one really says that.
Right. I'm sure some people might like their manager.
Sure.
But that's probably as far as it goes.
Yeah, I would say that I've liked some of my bosses in radio over time, but it wasn't the reason I came to work.
Right.
It wasn't why I, you know, took the job. It wasn't. And I guess I totally agree with the perspective.
Right. Here.
Now, maybe there's some manager out there who's thinking, you know what, that's not true in my company. I make things the best for my employees here, and they need me.
Right.
We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson, have you been a manager before?
Not not really. And I, you know, I was very aware, like, every time I've been in a managerial position, that it's like I've been forced to make decisions that I didn't really want to make. You know, like I like to let people, you know, do whatever they need to do, you know,
in terms of telling people what to
do. And so, you know, unfortunately I've never been in a managerial position where it's not like I've had managers over me, like micromanaging, you know, so, a lot of times I've not had the freedom to, you know, let people just sort of, do what they will, you know, and also sometimes you have to, you know, when you are in that managerial position, there's also a responsibility where it comes down to, it's like, okay, well, I need the work now, you know, and it's like, then you kind of have to make some decisions that are not necessarily life affirming when you need to, you know, make somebody like give you what needs to be done.
So I have a related story about robots and
robots. Yes.
Because eventually there was a prediction, a headline today, that in 20 years there'll be more robots than there will human beings on Earth. And so are we going to have a situation where robots are our managers, or the reverse, where right. we're managing a bunch of robots, or both?
Right.
And, you know, what would it be like if your manager was a machine? The toll-free number is 855-453. And does that machine have rights? In Europe, they're talking about robotic persons, electronic persons. What's that mean?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bitcoin, it is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. It's the most valuable, arguably, in the entire world. That's right now at around $690 or $670 per Bitcoin. You can learn more about it. Maybe you're a newbie when it comes to Bitcoin. Well, go to Bitcoin.com, and there's a great little intro video that you can watch there and all kinds of useful details about what Bitcoin is and why it's so important. It really is super important to me because it takes the power of the power of money out of the hands of the state for the first time in generations, in our lifetimes. You can go to Bitcoin.com and learn more about Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. Europe has a plan. According to the story from Reuters out of Germany, Europe's growing army of robot workers could be classed as electronic persons and their owners liable to pay social security for them if the European Union adopts a draft plan to address the realities of a new industrial revolution. This is just one of the most strange stories, especially at this point in the game. I didn't really think that we would be talking about whether or not robots would be considered people this soon, but apparently it's happening. Robots are being deployed in even greater numbers in factories and taking on tasks such as personal care or surgery, raising fears over unemployment, wealth inequality, and alienation. Their growing intelligence, pervasiveness, and autonomy requires rethinking everything from taxation to legal liability, a draft European Parliament motion dated May 31st suggests. Some robots are even taking on a human form. Visitors to the world's biggest travel show in March were greeted by a lifelike robot developed by Toshiba in Japan and were helped by another made by France's Aldebaran Robotics. However, Germany's VDMA, which represents companies such as automation giant Siemens and robot maker KUKA, says the proposals are too complicated and too early. German robotics and automation turnover rose 7% to 12.2 billion euros last year, and the country's keen to keep its edge in the latest industrial technology. KUKA is the target of takeover by China's Midea. The draft motion called on the European Commission to consider, quote, that at least the most sophisticated autonomous robots could be established as having the status of electronic persons with specific rights and obligations. Now, just think about what that actually means. The most sophisticated autonomous robots. Right now, we don't have the most sophisticated robots in the world. Robots that tend to exist, tend to do specific tasks. You know, they're
like
just
a Roomba.
A Roomba is a good example, the vacuuming robot.
Right, or a Scuba.
Or one of the
floor mopping robot.
Right, and even
or
the Roomba.
A Mobot.
Even the Scuba.
A lawnmowing robot.
That exists. That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
These things that you're naming there, Johnson, are even, I guess, more. They're not as special. Okay, I don't know how to describe
it. Okay, there's a hamburger-making robot. Maybe that's a more specialized one that you would think
yeah,
of.
Like, I guess what I mean is, like, the Roomba is specialized in that it specializes in vacuuming, but it does it in over a larger area than, like, an assembly line robot, which is
right.
Just grabbing a part from one bin and putting it onto a thing. So the Roomba's got a little more intelligence to it. It's,
right.
Like, scanning the room, sending out radar or something
right.
Like that, or infrared. I'm not sure what they use, but determining where to go.
The hamburger robot is its own assembly line, but yeah.
So, and we're going to see more of that, too. I was talking with a guy who was visiting Keen today about robotics and robots serving fast food and things like that.
Soon self-driving cars. Those are robots.
Well, and also, where do you draw the line on what a robot is, right? So, I mean, obviously the classic humanoid robot looks like a robot to us, but a big device that is an entire burger assembly line sort of encased within itself is also a robot.
Right.
Where, the thing could be very, very large, maybe as large as a bathroom or something like that.
Right.
And on one end, you've got the stock with the buns, and you've got the burgers in the cooker.
Right.
And then on the other end is the part that spits it out to the customer, and then there's, a bunch of
right.
stuff going on inside there. People aren't going to see that robot as the same as the robot that has two eyeballs and looks at you.
Right.
But in theory, the math and the programming behind them could be at the same or a similar level.
Right.
So how are they going to determine which robots are most sophisticated and autonomous? I guess the word autonomous could suggest that they aren't connected to something else, but you know, it's that it has self-government to some sort of significant degree.
Any robot could be programmed to say, "I am self-aware."
Have you seen?
But they're not necessarily. It's just being programmed to say, "I am self-aware," as
right.
opposed to actually simulating a human brain and saying, you know, saying "I'm self-aware" because they're having a conversation that has, you know.
Have you seen the Westworld promo?
The new Westworld?
Yeah.
Like old? No.
The new one.
No.
So
I didn't know there was a new one.
So HBO is taking Westworld, which for listeners
right.
that don't know, and I've actually never seen the movie. Have you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Was it good?
A long time ago. I don't really remember it very well, but yeah.
Did they deal with issues in the... Well, if you don't remember well, you might not be able to answer the question.
Yeah, I don't really
question.
Remember very well.
Were you a kid?
It just seems like a long time ago.
Okay. Well, so I don't know what... Was it... I know Michael Crichton was involved with Westworld.
Right.
Was it based on a book, or did he write it specifically
for a movie? I believe it's based on a book,
So, you know, this new show that HBO is there, so they're taking the Westworld movie
right.
and adapting that, or the book, or whatever, adapting it into a television series.
Right.
And, of course, here we are now in 2016, where robots are reality. I mean, they're in our lives in a way that they weren't in the
right.
70s when that movie had originally come out. And we're starting to have to deal with, as this article is showing, the question of when or if or should robots have rights. When should robots be treated as other people? They're talking about making them robotic or electronic persons here, and we'll get
right.
more into that in a moment. But it looks like this show is going to kind of address some of those issues, like transhumanism or whatever, and you know, how will we interact with robots? What will it mean for a robot to be sentient? How do you tell the difference? As they make a point in the promo, if I'm a robot. Well, if you can't tell whether I'm a robot, does it really matter, is what one of the characters says
right.
or something like that. And first of all, the show looks like it's going to be fantastic. It's going to have Ed Harris in it.
I imagine, yeah.
Anthony Hopkins is going to be in this. It's going to have a big,
okay.
big cast, and it looks very well produced. And it's for those that don't know, it's a Western,
mm-hmm.
Sort of like a Western world inhabited by robots that people can go and like a theme park almost pay to go
right.
into, I guess.
I think the robots look like people, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
That's the idea, is that you're in the Wild West, but
right.
you're in this theme park, and you can supposedly do whatever you want. You want to shoot somebody? That's fine, because they're a robot. It's no
right.
big deal. Or is it?
Right.
right. And so I guess they're going to get into some of this. Plus, you know, it looks like an evil corporation doing naughty things as well, so who knows
right.
what that aspect of the story is going to be. But HBO's got a teaser up for this right now. If you're interested in robots and rights, and if you like sci-fi, I think this is going to be a good one. But let's talk more about the idea of electronic persons.
Right.
Because I'm wondering, you know, what you think about this, Johnson. You're a tech guy. You're into video games and all artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Can robots be people? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should they have rights like you and I? And at what point should they get those rights? 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about robot rights. Yeah, that's going to be a discussion that is not going to be solved for quite a long time, I suspect, but the discussions have begun on the topic. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can join us in real life at the Hemp Fest, nhhempfest.com. It's happening at Rogers Campground August 25th through the 28th. So if you're bummed that Free Talk Live isn't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this week, well, we're going to be at the very same campground having a lot of fun with the Hemp Fest crowd coming up in about 2 months from now. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. And Hemp Fest is basically a party for the entire weekend. It's my understanding it's basically nonstop music.
Right. Are you broadcasting from there?
That's the plan. Hopefully we'll be able to, because there's going to be nonstop music outside of the broadcast room.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it'll be a loud broadcast, would be my
You may want to rent a room air conditioner for that, because it's going to be later in the year, and you're probably going to have to close the windows.
It could be
just
hotter,
you might
want to
consider.
It just depends. It's New England. I mean, sometimes...
Okay.
Dude, I've seen trees changing color in mid-August before, because it's cooled down up here.
If you get lucky, I mean, it just seems like you
And
might.
We are going to be in the White Mountains, so it's always a little
true. I'm just saying, you might want to prepare, because it starts... August is the hot, Yeah. Anywhere you are in the Northeast, August is the hottest month of the year. I mean,
is that right?
Yeah, it's not June or July. You would think that it would be because that's when the sun is, but it just it takes a while for it to ramp up that collective just continued heat. So the hottest month of the year, and typically your high, you can look at it on your own electric bill, when your highest average bills are going to be, is in August.
I'll take your word for it. I've never noticed that. I've always considered August to be the end of summer in New England.
It is.
Even though summer doesn't end.
It's the end of July, beginning of August. So early August, end of July is where you're going to get the hottest months. Once you start to get towards the end of August, that's when it starts to cool down. And then September, it's like, okay, you can pretty much count on it to not be too hot.
I'm expecting, you know, again, it's hard to expect anything in New England. The weather changes here all the time.
Okay. It's pretty consistent. I feel like it's pretty consistent. Like, at least the summers are a little bit more.
I mean,
you can get an early fall. You can certainly get an early fall, but I'm used to, you know, Connecticut and New Hampshire, not that different. Maine and New Hampshire, definitely not that different. And it's generally, that's the weather.
Well, we're talking about northern New England. Rogers Campground is
Maine
in the northern,
is more north of here.
northern part of New Hampshire. And certainly you've lived in New England longer than I have, but I've been here almost a decade now, I've seen August be all over the map. I've seen it be hot.
August,
I've seen it be cold.
It's what I'm saying specifically is the beginning of August.
Okay.
It's going to be.
We're talking about the end of August here.
Oh,
August,
well, that's interesting.
August 25th through August
28th. That might not be too bad, actually. So, yeah,
I'm
with you.
I would agree with you. If it was the beginning of August, it would
be
hot.
There is a possibility that it could be hot, though, at the end of August. Definitely.
No, there is.
September sometimes is sweltering, you know. But you are definitely in all over the map territory.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, you are definitely square in the middle of, it could be really cold, it could be sweltering.
Although that said, all of my experience with August in New Hampshire is in the southern part of New Hampshire, and this will be the northern part in late August. So I suspect it'll likely be, you know, probably be very cool during the nights, just like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then a mixed bag during the day would be my guess.
Yep.
But either way, it's going to be nice. The daytimes will be nice.
Right.
And as far as the air conditioning unit, I'm not going to haul an AC unit up there. So if it's hot, we're just going to be hot.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of fun because it's Hemp Fest, and I've never been to NH Hemp Fest before. It's its third year. It's been called the one of the top eight Hemp Fest in all of the United States. So even though it's a newer Hemp Fest, it's already getting some recognition nationally. And we're going to be there broadcasting live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And I'm excited because it's going to be a new crowd. It's not going to be the libertarians, necessarily, who are going to be watching the show, who are going to be meeting. There's going to be a larger crowd expected than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's just going to be a fun psychedelic party all weekend, from what I understand. They've got like some, I was at one of the meetings with the organizers, and they've got some hippie light guru, wizard kind of guy who's going to be making some trippy area for people to walk through or whatever. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So it'll be like a stoned version of Bill.
Yeah, and Bill might show up for all we know. But you're talking about Bill with the laser at Porkfest. You know he's not going to Porkfest this year.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's protesting the event over them kicking me and Free Talk Live out. So if you want to see Free Talk Live broadcast live, you do need to have a VIP ticket to get into the broadcast area. And the reason they made that decision was because it's expected to be a large event, and they just wanted to limit the amount of people that could go up into the broadcast room. So get your tickets at nhhempfest.com, August 25th through the 28th. Same great venue as Porkfest, different crowd, and it's going to be an opportunity to reach out to people about the ideas of liberty. So I'm super excited about that. I'll be running a tent, a booth this time around, so I think that's going to be fun. NHHempFest.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. So back to the story here about Europe, where there's a draft motion in front of the European Commission to consider, quote, that at least the most sophisticated autonomous robots could be established as having the status of electronic persons with specific rights and obligations. So what does that exactly mean? What are the rights? What are the obligations that a robot would have? I mean,
do they owe a duty to the state?
There is discussion in here about taxing the robots.
Oh, that's what this is about. That makes a whole lot more sense.
Doesn't it?
It becomes clear.
Yeah.
It's just a way to just back tax a corporation.
Yeah, that would be one way
to
look at it.
That's absolutely what they're doing, because they want to tax all of McDonald's hamburger flipping robots.
Think about
that's
that,
what they
right?
want to do.
That makes sense, because if McDonald's is saying, okay, well, you're raising the minimum wage, so now we're going to put in robot
all
workers.
All of a sudden, the government is like going,
oh, crap.
We're going to lose all that tax revenue.
But that's just it. They're not going to lose that tax revenue because those people are going to get jobs doing other things.
Like cleaning the robots.
Or whatever. You know, that's just the thing. People worry that, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Right? I've been working at this job for so long, and now I'm being replaced by another human or another a robot or whatever. What am I going to do? Well, there's always something that needs to be done in the world.
Right.
So, you know, keep your eyes open, your ears open. Look for new opportunities, doors and windows that are openable to you, and they'll appear.
Right.
There will be those opportunities. You know, people's jobs have changed over the years, from going from the working in farms to working in factories to service jobs. And you know, obviously still some people work in factories, but far fewer now because of automation.
Right.
And it's not like people are unemployed. There's new ideas. There's new concepts out there. But this would allow the government to then tax the people when they leave the jobs where they're replaced by robots, tax them at their next job, and tax their robot replacements.
Right.
So they'd get even more taxes with this concept. The motion suggested the creation of a register for smart autonomous robots, which would link each one to funds established to cover its legal liabilities.
The registration is chappy.
Have you seen that movie?
Have you?
No, it looks great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. Patrick,
I think you would really like it.
Patrick Schwarzkopf, managing director of the VDNA's Robotic and Automation Department, said, quote, that we could create a legal framework with electronic persons. That's something that could happen in 50 years, but not in 10 years. We think it would be very bureaucratic and would stunt the development of robotics. Yeah, most definitely. If you've got to register every single robot with the state and pay taxes for however many robots you have, that is certainly going to infringe on the development of that technology, or at the very least of its rollout in Europe. Maybe it wouldn't infringe on the development because they would just develop it in Japan or wherever else, China, where robots are acceptable and not overly bureaucratic and regulated. Going on here, he told reporters at the Automatica Robotics Trade Fair in Munich, while acknowledging a legal framework for self-driving cars would probably be needed sooner. The report added that robotics and artificial intelligence may result in a large part of the work done now by humans being taken over by robots, raising concerns about the future of employment and the viability of social security systems. And again, I think that stems from the belief that people will just have nothing to do. Like, my God, people are going to be out of work. We're going to need to support them with welfare. That's what these bureaucrats are suggesting.
Right.
But what do you think? Do robots have rights? That's why I want to get out of you coming up here, Johnson. Should robots have rights? And at what point should they receive those rights? Should Roomba get rights? Your little vacuum robot?
No.
855-450-FREE. What about Data from Star Trek? It's Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At AdamandEve.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please become an amplifier for $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live, using it to market the show to new radio stations. Currently, we're on over 170 AM and FM stations coast to coast. We've got satellite channels across a lot of the globe, and we also have internet abilities for people to listen online via podcast, via live streaming, and so we can spread more Free Talk Live
over speakers at Porkfest.
At Porkfest, yes. And hello to everyone there.
I actually wanted to mention something real quick. One of the things I just was like, you know, perusing Facebook during the break and noticed one of the very smart things, sort of interesting thing that I saw somebody doing that's kind of started in Lancaster is that there are people up there that are renting out their homes.
Oh, really?
And so, like, people can go up there and rent a house for a week.
And just crash there rather than camp.
It's cheaper than, like, the hotel or, like,
camping?
Doing it. It's, like, cheaper. Smart. It's unbelievable. And then
is
you have
like
a whole
Airbnb?
House.
Is it an Airbnb?
Yeah, I guess
thing?
It's like an Airbnb kind of thing. But you know, you get some people together and split it and rent a house. I mean, you totally beat the camping and you've
smart.
Got a house.
Get your own
you
bathroom.
Get a kitchen, bathroom. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's very smart.
So we were talking about robots. But anyway, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please go to join the AMP program. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard on our website. It makes a big difference when you do it. So please take the time and go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about robots. In fact, the question of should they have rights? And at what point should they get rights? I want to get your opinion on it, Johnson. But first, we'll go to Robert, who is, Ra, calling from Alabama, listening
the sun god?
On WBHP. That's right. The God of the Sun is on the line with us here. Hello, Ra.
Hello, Ian and Johnson.
Hey there.
Good to be with you.
Thanks.
Hail be to you.
Go ahead.
Hey, I wondered, has anyone tonight brought up Isaac Asimov's Laws of Robotics?
No, but it's certainly relevant. Do you happen to have the what is it? Just a couple laws, just a couple of them, right?
Yeah, three. Yeah, there's there's three, and he actually added a previous zero law, which is the first now.
All right.
But it's the later edit is a robot may not harm humanity, or by inaction allow humanity to come to harm.
Ew.
I don't like that.
So the first law after that is a robot may not injure a human being or, through an action, allow a human being to come to harm. The second law, a robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And law three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws.
How do you feel about this new law zero?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I can't really comment on that. I just saw it just now, and
processing.
I haven't even digested it.
Well, I think it's important to point out that this is just one man's opinion.
Sure, but I mean, it's one man's opinion that has been discussed
for
ad infinitum for a very long time and across many different
channels.
It
is going to have influence on how robots are
created. Yeah, sure, and the thing I think is despicable about that Law Zero is the difference between the other three and the first one is that the other three are all objective, whereas the first one is subjective. What the heck is humanity?
The zero law. Yes, that was my first impression.
Yeah. What is humanity? That is nonsense.
But that's really ancillary to my main point on the rights of robots. I thought that was an interesting topic. If no one, for the people that aren't aware of that, and that's been around since 1942. But the real thing to me is this just so much mirrors the whole concept of the corporate entity and its development through the 1800s in the U.S. legal system. And by that, I mean that these robots, until they are completely autonomous, I think, there's very little argument for granting them special rights, because they are created and, most importantly, controlled by human beings. So even though they seem autonomous, they're still the man behind the curtain, just like with the corporate personhood. So that's my main parallel to it. And so I think humanizing robots in general is a bad idea, especially in terms of the legal system. But anyway, that's my opinion, and cool. I hope that adds to the discussion.
Raw, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Johnson, now let's have you weigh in here on the idea of robots and rights. I mean, there's a difference, it seems.
Not any existing robots.
Between the Roomba and the fictional Data, the character from Star Trek, who is a robot, there's some episodes that do deal with these questions that were made decades ago.
I'm very doubtful we're ever going to get to a Data-like robot. I think that the way...
You're doubtful of that?
Yes, because I don't think that... the intelligence will ever work that way. Like, Data seems to be...
Where he can learn?
Well, yeah, it seems to be software that can somehow learn. Maybe eventually, I think that's extremely different distant future.
Wasn't there an episode about him learning how to feel?
There was a chip. He got an emotion chip.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, is it, though?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll explain why. Emotions are absolutely essential to logic. If you think that you can make decisions without emotion, you're just wrong. Here's the thing. Emotions are... essential to logic, because what if your decision is not walking off a cliff? This example is probably going to do this injustice, but essentially you need to care about your own life in order to not make that decision. If it's meaningless to you, if there's no emotion involved, just walk off the cliff.
Okay. What's that have to do with a robot, though?
Well, if a robot doesn't have this type of,
self-preservation?
Right.
Well, that's easily programmable.
Not necessarily. It's not easily programmable. You have to take into account every single situation and program in an answer for that. Like, cliff, avoid cliff.
Okay, I see what you're
fire,
saying,
avoid fire. Don't douse yourself in water. Don't plug yourself into a socket with your finger. You know, like, just crazy.
Yeah, but isn't it possible?
You have to take into account every situation. Whereas, so to be a truly thinking robot, right, all that's just programming, right? That's not really thinking. At that point, that's just responding to your environment, and that's not really thinking. In order to create a self-learning, self-autonomous, like, you know, robot that's really thinking, it's going to have an emotional capacity to a certain extent in order to make decisions. There's better examples of this. Like, why would you, you're walking to a building. There's a red door and a blue door. Which door do you go through?
Whichever one opens. I don't know.
Neither of them are open. You have to open them yourself.
Have I been given instructions as to where I need to go?
You're walking up to a building. You need to get inside the building. You have an appointment inside the building. Which door do you go through?
It's a random choice.
Let's say, just to make it not political, we'll say that the red door is on the left and the blue door is on the right. So, which door do you go through? You have to get in the building, Ian. What do you do? Okay, see, you just picked. Now, how does the robot make that decision?
The same way I did, arbitrarily. It flips a coin. I don't know, whatever.
Was it totally arbitrary, though? Or do you have a preference for blue?
No, I mean, red's a fine color, too. I actually thought of red first, but then I went with blue.
Why did you go with blue?
I don't know.
Right. But it's not arbitrary. You know that it's not arbitrary.
It was arbitrary.
No, it wasn't. You know that you chose it for some reason or another because of a personal preference that exists in you somewhere. You did not flip a coin. You did not run a logical program in your computer. You made a decision. You know, that decision is based on something.
Unless I didn't make a decision and everything is predetermined. But that's
that's a totally another discussion. But you know, so there's that aspect, right? But I also don't think that type of robot, that's so advanced. I think it's so beyond our current capabilities.
Well, yeah, duh, it's beyond our capabilities. But the
here's what
never
I think is within reach. Here's what I think is much. It's going to be in reach much, much sooner. Is scanning a brain. All the cellular, like taking an image, like taking a physical three-dimensional image of a human brain, I think that's going to come a lot sooner. It's still probably in the distant future, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, that we completely image a human brain and then are able to run a simulation of that brain. And a simulation of that brain with a sufficiently advanced computer would be identical to the real thing because it would be able to make the decision-making, the same decision-making capabilities as the biological brain. They would just be simulated.
So are you arguing that the simulated brain would then have rights?
Then yes, absolutely.
Interesting. But what makes the simulated brain different from a robot? Consciousness. But how do you know that copying the brain will copy the consciousness?
Well, we don't necessarily know that until it happens, but the decision-making would be happening. It would certainly appear to be conscious, and it would be stimulating the exact same decisions.
How do you know what's conscious and what's not? I wish we had more time, but this topic is just starting to come.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...